Parshas Tetzaveh talks at length about the big day kahuna, the clothes that the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol would wear when they did the Avodah in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara talks about the idea that the clothes provided a kapara for the Jewish people, meaning in addition to the fact that the Kohen had this mitzvah to serve with the clothes on and was doing something wrong if he would chas v'sham serve without these clothes on, but these begadim actually provided a kapara for the Jewish people. I'm going to go through the Gemara. It says different begadim provided different kaparas. So I think we traditionally would think of it as a kapara for the Jewish people, meaning whatever mitzvahs and averos I do, that's my scorecard, and I get judged accordingly, and Hashem treats me this world and the next based on how I do. And the fact that there are begadim and karbanos being mechaper for the Jewish people, so those are kaparos for the Jewish people as a whole. But I think it's clear from this Gemara that the kapara applies to me on an individual level as well. That the fact that the Kohen is serving in the begadim provides kapara for me for my individual averos as well. I think this is clear from the Gemara in Erech in Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is talking about the averos that bring about negaim, that bring about saras, including lashon hara and gaiva and murder. And the Gemara asks a question that Chazal tell us. Rav Hanani bar Sason said, "Why are the big day kahuna next to the parshas hakarbanos? Why are these parshas next to each other to tell us?" Just like the Kabanos provide kapara, so too the big day kahuna provide kapara. As we find, the Gemara says the kutones, the white tunic that the Kohen wore, is mechaper on shvichas damim, on murder. As we see that it's symbolized by the fact that Yosef's brothers dipped his tunic into blood. And so it's has a connection to Shvichas Damim. The Mechnasayim, the white shorts, or Mechaper on Gilei Arayos, as we see that it covered the Basar Erva. The Mitznefes, the hat that the Kohen wore, was Mechaper on Gasas HaRuach, on Gaiva, as it says. The thing that's Begova is Mechaper on the Maisa Gova. The Avnet, the belt that the Kohen wore around the Kutones, which I believe was actually underneath the Me'il, and it was actually 32 amos long. They wrapped it around themselves many, many times. That was mechaper on Hirur HaLev because, in a sense, it was put on opposite the lev. Even though it's around his waist, not over his heart, but apparently it's near the lev enough that it's considered on top of the lev in this sense. The choshen, the breastplate, which, interestingly, many pictures present it as if it's a metal plate. The pasuk makes it clear that it's the same material as the ephod. It's this cloth blend, but it had golden inserts and stones in those inserts. As we see, the Torah calls it a choshen mishpat, it's mechaper on dinin. And the ephod, what I guess we would describe it as a backwards apron, was mechaper on avodah zarah. As we see, the pasuk in Hosea connects it to, it says, ein ephod, and therefore there is avodah zarah. And the me'il, the last one, is mechaper on lashon hara. As Hashem says, that makes noise, sits mechaper on a person making noise through speaking lashon hara. And it sits as mechaper on brazenness, as we see the pasuk talks about brazenness by the tzitz, and it talks about brazenness by the isha zonah. But what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is, why would an individual who speaks lashon hara be getting tzaras for speaking lashon hara, or for murder, when we see that we have the big day kahuna and they are mechaper on these things? And the Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara says that the lashon hara is covered by, that the kapara would protect the speaker of lashon hara when his lashon hara doesn't harm people. If it's a hani maisa, if his lashon hara harms people, then the me'il is not able to provide that kapara and he will get the tzaras. Gemara goes on to ask that we have egla rufa on Shvichas Damim, we have Ketores for Lashon Hara. So again, if we have those providing Kapara, why do I need the Big Day Kahuna? The Gemara goes on again to give answers about why I need these for the kapara. But you see, it's very clear from this Gemara. The Gemara is saying that Yankel speaks Lashon Hara, and Yankel shouldn't be getting tzaras if he has the big day kahuna to provide that the Kohen is wearing, and that's going to be a kapara for Yankel's individual Lashon Hara. Doesn't mean that he doesn't have to do tshuva, but it means that there's this element of kapara, this element of atonement and protection that it provides him. To me, it underscores a little bit, gives us a sense of one of the many things we lost by not having a Beis HaMikdash anymore, is our individual scorecard is very, very different of how we're judged in the type of year that we have, because of the fact that we don't have this kapara being provided for us in the Mikdash. This point is also underscored to me by the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, right at the very beginning, in Halacha Beis. The Rambam talks about the Sarah Mishtalech, the goat that was thrown off of the cliff in the Yom Kippur Avodah. And he says it's a kapara on all the averos, the kalos and the chamuros. Person has been mazed, bishogeg, didn't realize, it's all cover kapara from the Sarah Mishtalech when he does tshuva. However, if he doesn't do tshuva, then it only covers the kalos. What are the kalos and the chamuros? The chamuros are the things that are chayav mises, bez, and akaris, and shvua shav sheker, and all the other mitzvahs losa save ases, shein bem karos, heim hakalos. In other words, 95% of the averos that we do and the mitzvahs that we miss, there's a kapara that would be covered when the Kohen does the Sar HaMishtaleach Avoda on Yom Kippur. And the Rambam is very clear that even without us doing tshuva, that this is a kapara for our averos. Just imagine if we would have such a thing, we would have kapara in the majority of our averos, even if we don't do a good tshuva. So I'll be honest, the Achronim do raise the problem that the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Beis, makes clear when it's talking about the idea of Yom Kippur being a kapara without tshuva. And they raise the problem, it says, Zevach Rosham To'eva, that there's no such thing as a free ride in this world. If a person doesn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur doesn't provide a kapara. And he's saying, so too, the Sar Mishtalech can't just provide you a kapara if you don't do tshuva. So it would seem that the Rambam can't mean that you're off scot-free, but at the same time, the Rambam is saying that even without tshuva, this provides a tremendous amount of kapara. One shot I saw maybe that the Sar is at least mechaper on the shkogos, even if a person doesn't do tshuva. Another pshat, Moshe Sternbach in the Moadim Uzmanim discusses this Rambam. He talks about how there are different levels to tshuva. Tshuva involves the regret, the vidoy, and the kabbalah al lehaba. And so it could be that I need all three of those in order for Yom Kippur to be mechaper. But he's saying that what he understands the Rambam is that even if all I did was charata and vidoy, but I wasn't on the madrega to actually feel like made of yodeh talumos, that I'm giving it up, but that I'm ready to give it up now, but at the same time, the Sarmish Taleach could be mechaper for such a person. And there's this idea that even without the highest levels of tshuva, that the Sarmish Taleach can provide a kapara for me on an individual level. Just to give us a sense, a little bit of what the Avoda accomplished, of what the Begodim accomplished, and appreciate what we're missing and increase our tzipis of Yeshua, our desire for the Mishkan and the Mikdash once again. Have a good job.